We want to turn now to the Omicron variant and the grip it is having on the economy across the country. It seems like everybody at this point knows someone who has had COVID, and employers say they are seeing it too in the form of sick days. Employees calling out sick to work, in some cases forcing companies to take drastic measures to open their doors. The reality is no industry is safe right now. Nurses, police officers, flight attendants, teachers, you name it. And in some instances, companies say some employees are starting to take advantage of the system. Correspondent Brian Enten is live tonight in Miami with a story that you'll see only on Prime tonight. Brian.
Marnie, it really doesn't matter what industry you're in. Chances are, if you went to work today, you realize that a lot of people called out sick. And this is especially difficult on employers right now who are already dealing with a workforce shortage.
It has been nicknamed the Great American Sick Out, and it's impacting almost every business. We've seen the thousands and thousands of airline cancellations caused by pilots and flight attendants calling out sick. In New York City, some subway trains have been suspended, and the NYPD received more than 7,000 sick calls last week. With school back after holiday break, teachers are also calling out. In Broward County, Florida, more than 1,600 teachers called out just today. We've heard about all the call-outs at the big companies, but oftentimes it hurts the most at smaller businesses, like Zuby Supermarket in Miami, where today the owner was running a cash register.
If someone calls out, do you then have to fill in?
Sure. If I don't have another person to fill it in, I have to do it.
How often does that happen?
This week, the last 3 weeks, every day.
Every day?
Yes. Yeah.
This is where all the shipping is.
Jamie McDonald is having the same problem. He owns an environmental testing company and landscaping service with about 1,000 employees.
Have there been a lot of people calling out sick?
A lot of people.
McDonald encourages his employees who are really sick to stay home, but says some have taken advantage.
One person tried to tell HR that they had COVID, and they sent in a copy of a report. And when HR zoomed into the report through the text message, it actually wasn't even that same person. It was someone else's results. I try to make intelligent decisions and say, okay, do you have a fever? No. Do you have a loss of taste or smell? No. Then come to work. Wear a mask and come to work.
The situation is especially difficult because employers are already dealing with supply chain issues and a worker shortage.
I need people in customer service. I need people in the warehouse for shipping. I need laboratory technicians. I need people receiving. I need people for sales.
So if you have all those vacancies plus people now calling in sick, it sounds like a bad situation gets even worse.
It's not a good situation, and I don't see it getting better.
And one thing employers say is helping are the new CDC guidelines that say that people should quarantine at home for 5 days instead of 10 after a COVID diagnosis. But still, Marnie, it is a very, very difficult situation.
Yeah, I mean, bad enough that you've got thousands of people who really are sick and feel terrible, some in the hospital, and then you've got others who are taking advantage of a rotten situation. So, Brian, I know there are a lot of cities trying to do what they can, some turning to mandates.
Yeah, it's interesting. Really just depends on what part of the country you're in. Chicago, New York, they've got new mandates. You have to show your vaccine card if you go inside many restaurants or gyms. Other parts of the country, like where we are in Miami and pretty much in all of Florida, there are no mandates like that.
Tough to see how it's impacting the little guy, those small businesses everywhere. Brian, thank you, as always.